101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening once again, everyone, from the Beatrice Middle School Gymnasium. We're getting ready for the second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader here on Sunny 101.3. In the game completed just a few minutes ago, the Sacred Heart Irish got the win over Johnson Brock. That was in the Girls A Division third-place consolation game. You heard John Nixon and I with that one. That was at the Beatrice City Auditorium. If you're wondering, it's just a short run across the street for me to come over and set up here at the Beatrice Middle School, and we're ready to go getting into consolation basketball coming up with the Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds and the HTRS Titans. Meanwhile, over on our sister station tonight on KTNC, we have the Pawnee City Indians facing Exeter Milligan Friend in the Girls B Division Championship. John Nixon should be tipping that one off just about right now over on KTNC. Now, if you're outside the KTNC listening area, you can hear that game online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KTNC from the drop-down box. Also, you can hear the game live on your phone at MSC Radio. There's a radio app. You download it to your phone, MSC Radio. Click on it and select the station. You will be looking for KTNC, and you can hear that game. And, of course, this one also here on Sunny 101.3 is available online as well. Well, the game coming up, a couple of teams that are probably disappointed to be here. HTRS fell in the first round to Freeman. They were the number 8 seed facing number 1 seed. They were defeated 51-35. Johnson County Central, they lost to Johnson Brock in the first round, 41-34, in a reasonably close contest, lost it by 7. And they find themselves here playing consolation basketball. Other games completed here. We mentioned the Sacred Heart game a few moments ago with the Irish defeating Johnson Brock 55-49. In the B Division third place game earlier this afternoon, it was Diller Odell over Sterling. The final in that one was 45-28. Diller Odell taking third place honors in the B Division. In the other consolation games being played here, the one completed just a few minutes ago here at the middle school, Palmyra in its weaker defeated Southern 31-29. Palmyra over Southern 31-29. The other game that had been scheduled between Meridian and BDS in consolation was not played this afternoon after picking up a win over Parkview by Meridian 47-26 last night. The team came down with the flu and several team members are not able to perform or to come to the ball game, so they had to cancel that contest. It was not played this afternoon between Meridian and BDS. As we said, coming up, we've got the Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds, the HTRS Titans, just moments away. We'll take a 2-minute break here, then come back and look at the starting lineups after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Doors here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Doors located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Beatrice Middle School Gymnasium. I'm Randy Gatula, courtside. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer tonight for the broadcast. Our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for this upcoming consolation game. We're the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. They are 8-4 on the season. They'll go with Riley Wellensack, a 5'9 senior, averaging 7.6 points per game. Sophia Smith is a sophomore at 5'8, 5.5 points per ball game. Molly Weber is a 5'9 junior, 5 points per contest. Ashley Beefy, 6'2 and a senior. She's averaging 6.1 points per game. And to round out the starting five for Coach Garrett Collin is Harley Lubin. Lubin, a 6-foot senior, averaging just under 10 points per contest in their first 12 games of the season. The Thunderbirds, as we said, are 8-4 on the year. For the HTRS Titans, they'll go with Ellie Bastandig. Bastandig, a 5'10", a senior, averaging 12.7 points per game. And Maddie Bredemeyer, a senior at 5'5", 5 points per game. Kennedy McCornan. McCornan also a senior at 5'7", 5.3 points per game. Lillian Bowen. Bowen, one of the leading scorers. She's a 5'6 senior, 12.5 points per contest. And P.J. Howell is a 5'7 sophomore to round out the starting five for the Titans. He averages 4.5 points per contest. The Titans are coached by head coach Skyler Kuhlman. So a little bit of a neighborhood shootout for me, living where I do, about halfway between Tecumseh and Humboldt. So Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, the HTRS Titans, a lot of fun for me when these two teams get together and I have an opportunity to call the game. Again, the game earlier this evening here on Sunny 101.3, it was Sacred Heart with the win over Johnson Rock 55-49 to take the third place honors in the A division. Ready now for consolation basketball from the Beatrice Middle School. Ashley Beathy steps in to jump it up against Ellie Bastandig, and here's the tip. We're underway. JCC with the basketball. Quickly into forecourt comes Sophia Smith from the corner. Molly Weber up with a three that's off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Titans. Into forecourt. Lillian Bowen across court to the near side. Ball almost dribbled away, picking it up loose on the baseline. They feed it under the basket. Tipped away, grabbed up by Harley Lubin. Now a whistle. The official was standing right smack in front of me. Here at the Beatrice Middle School, we are at courtside at midcourt, literally 3 feet off the out-of-bounds line, sitting down at courtside. So when the official steps right squarely in front of us, hard to see what's up. Here's the inbound pass to Lillian Bowen. Bowen kicks it out to the left side along two. Is up. That's off no good by McCarnan, and the rebound to Molly Weber. Weber gets the outlet pass to Sophia Smith. And Smith will bring it into forecourt. Lob pass to Beefley into the corner. Weber baseline right side. Beefley looking under for Harley Lubin. Lubin tries to go up with a shot. We've got a whistle and a foul. And we'll put Harley Lubin at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who the foul is called on. Foul is going to be on P.J. Howe. On P.J., her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Titans. Harley Lubin, a 67% free throw shooter on the season, at the line shooting two shots. The first one is up and off the back of the iron, doesn't go. She'll have another attempt coming. 7:19 to play. We're still in the opening minute of the first quarter. No score yet in the contest. Harley Lubin looking to put the Thunderbirds up by one if she can hit this one. Shot is up. It's off the iron. No good. But the rebound, follow shot, put back up, off, no good. Getting the rebound was Riley Wellensack. She got her shot blocked and down court. Quickly come the Titans with the basketball. Working to the left side of it is Matt Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer gets knocked to the floor. And we'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Thunderbirds. think it's going to go on Harley Lubin. Yes, it is. On Lubin, that is her first team foul, number one, on the T-Birds. Inbound the ball to Lillian Bowen. Bowen on the dribble between the rings, top of the circle, kicks it over to the right elbow now. A cross-court pass for Bowen. Now here's Bowen with a shot from the top of the key for three, up and off, no good. Lubin with the rebound. Down court comes Sophia Smith quickly to Molly Weber in the corner. Down deep in the baseline, right side, low post. They go into Beathy. Beathy looking for Lubin. Has the ball tipped away and stolen. Bastandi comes up with the steal. Bastandi gets the outlet pass out to P.J. Howe. Howe between the rings, top of the circle. Left wing comes to Bredemeyer. Skip pass across to Bowen for three. Off the iron, no. And the rebound is Sophia Smith once again. Still no score in the ballgame. We've played a minute and a half here. 6:26 to go first quarter. In a scoreless contest, Sophia Smith will set the offense now for the Thunderbirds. Flips it over to the left elbow. Riley Wellensack launches a long three. Hits the top of the backboard. The rebound comes down to Smith underneath the Beathy. Shot is up and good by Beathy. First basket of the night goes to Ashley Beathy. Thunderbirds go up 2-0. P.J. Howe into forecourt. Comes up to Bastandig with the pass. Ali Bastandi is trapped in the corner. Skip pass across court comes to Bowen. Bowen, free throw line floater. Off the back of the iron, got her own rebound. Bowen dribbles it back out onto the right elbow. Across court pass comes to the near side with it now. Into the hands of P.J. Howe. Howe goes to the corner. Bredemeyer, baseline left side. Bredemeyer looking underneath. Gets the ball inside McCornan. McCornan tries to move to the bucket. A whistle and a foul. And Kennedy, no foul. They're going to say Kennedy was caught traveling under the basket. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Thunderbirds. 5:35 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 your score. Johnson County Central on top with the basketball. They come into forecourt on the right side. Molly Weber with the ball. Weber goes inside. Sophia Smith driving lay-in up off. No good. Bastandi has the rebound. Now the ball is knocked out of her hands. Tipped away by Ashley Beathy. It'll belong to the Thunderbirds. To the Titans, rather. Excuse me. Inbound the ball comes in to Lillian Bowen. Bowen across the timeline, skip pass to the near side, finds Bredemeyer, top of the key, P.J. Howe. Howe and Bredemeyer just play catch with him, looking for McCornan in traffic. He goes inside, Bastandi with a shot up and good. The ball bounced off of McCornan into the hands of Ellie Bastandi. She put up a little 5-foot jumper and ties the ball game at 2 apiece. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, 4:53. In traffic, right side shot is up and good by Beathy under the basket. She got the loose basketball and laid it in. Beathy has 4 points, and it's 4-2. Johnson County Central on top. P.J. Howe to the near side to Bredemeyer. Maddie Bredemeyer lops underneath, looking underneath for Bowen. It goes to Bastandi, and she follows and puts it off the glass. L.A. Bastandi lays it in. She's got 4 points. We're tied at 4 apiece. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. This is Molly Weber with the basketball. Comes around to Smith to the right side. Riley Wellensack driving, laying up. Couldn't get it. Wellensack tried to save it from going out of bounds. Stepped on the baseline. It'll be HTRS's basketball. 4:17 to go first quarter. We do have a foul called on the baseline, actually. Let's see. They're going to put the foul on Riley Wellensack. On Riley, that's her first personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Thunderbirds. All right, into forecourt with the ball to the left side. Comes to P.J. Howe. Skip pass across court. Bredemeyer holds it. Bredemeyer. Skip pass to the near side. They put it all the way across court. Bounce pass goes back to Howe on the right side. Bank shot off the glass. Bastandi comes down for the rebound. Now she'll be tied up by Harley Lubin. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Johnson County Central. 3:57 to go. First quarter. We're tied at 4 apiece here at the Beatrice Middle School. Eudeckis basketball consolation bracket. Johnson County Central, HTRS girls basketball. Sophia Smith to the right elbow, Riley Wellensack all the way across to Molly Weber. Weber, long three up and off, no good. Rebound McClarnon. Kennedy McClarnon pulls down the defensive board, puts the outlet pass to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer brings it down court to Lillian Bowen. Bowen between defenders, floaters up off the rim, couldn't get it. Rebound underneath Bastandi. Tries to go up with a shot. She's knocked to the floor. No whistle. Rebound comes down to Riley Wellensack. Wellensack, left side, gives it to Sophia Smith. Smith handles the ball. Inside paint goes to Harley Lubin. Lubin, spin move, turns toward the basket. Whistle and a foul. We're going to put Harley Lubin at the free throw line where she'll be shooting 2 shots for Johnson County Central. Looks like the foul is going to be called on Ellie Bestendig. On Bestendig, that is her first personal, team foul number two on the Titans. Harley Lubin at the line, shooting two. The first one is up, hits the back of the iron, and does not go. Harley is 0 for 3 tonight now from the line. She normally hits 67% from the free throw line. Adri Case into the ball game now for Johnson County Central. Also, Bobadilla, Charlene Bobadilla on the floor. Second free throw is up and good. Harley Lubin got that one. She's now 1 out of 4. Case in there replacing Ashley Beefy, who will take a breather. Molly Weber on the bench also. Bobadilla in replacing Weber. Here comes HTRS. Bounce pass into traffic. Smith can't get to the basket with it. Now a long shot up from the right side. They give it to Bestendig. She comes down with a rebound. The shot was put up from the corner by Lillian Bowen. Bestendig had the rebound for a moment, then got tied up. Possession arrow is going to favor HTRS. Titans will have the basketball, and they'll play it in on the baseline under their own bucket. 2:53 to go here in the first quarter. 5-4 your score. The JCC Thunderbirds up by a single point. Lob pass comes to Bredemeyer at the top of the key. Bredemeyer, left side of the lane. Wait a minute, we're going to have a foul called, an offensive foul on Bestendig. They say Ellie was pushing off under here. That's her second personal, third team foul on the Titans. So Ellie Bestendig will take a seat with two fouls here early in the ballgame. Checking in to replace Ellie will be Eden Duryea. Duryea, a 5'5 sophomore on the floor now for the Titans. Smith picked up her dribble, needs help. Coming over, Riley Willenshek to get the ball. They lob it to Lubin in the paint. Lubin, free throw line, jump shot up and off. Rebound, Bobadilla battles for it. Coming out of there with it is Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer gives up to Smith, and she'll bring the ball up court. Maddie Bredemeyer on the dribble. Left side of the free throw circle, across court pass to the far side now. Puts it over to Duryea. Inside traffic, shot is up. McLaurin bounces once, twice, and got it. Nice job by Kennedy McCornan, her first bucket of the night. And now HTRS goes back on top, 6-5, with 2:08 to play in the first quarter. It's been a tight ball game so far, really close here. From the corner, Sophia Smith for three. No, can't get it. Rebound, try for putback by Riley Welicek. A whistle and a foul. And Riley's going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots here for Johnson County Central. Riley Welicek. Stepping to the line, let's see where she's at. A 49% free throw shooter on the season through their first 12 games. The foul is on P.J. Howe, her second personal. At the free throw line, the first shot is up and off the rim, does not go. Wellensack will have a second free throw coming. Into the game now for Johnson County Central comes Sage Rother. Rother in, she will replace Sophia Smith. At the free throw line, Riley Wellensack ready for her second free throw attempt to try and tie the game up. It's up and off, no good. Struggle for the rebound, chased down in the corner by Lillian Bowen and then dribbled away from Bowen by Harley Lubin. But Lubin touched it last, so the basketball will stay with the Titans. We're going to have a timeout on the floor with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. 6-5 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
1:55 to go here in the first quarter. Johnson County Central up 6-5 over HTRS. Here come the Titans on the attack with the basketball. Lillian Bowen. Bowen flips it up to the top to Eden Duryea. Duryea goes to the right side with her pass. Down low to Fry now. Handles it. Inside the paint, moving to the bucket. McCornan, her shot is blocked back nicely by Adri Case. Case got the play there defensively on McCornan. Pushing it down court for Johnson County Central on the right side, Bobadilla. Bobadilla looking for Case inside. They feed it to Adri Case. She's double-teamed. She's triple-teamed. Has the ball knocked away, but touched last by HTRS. And the basketball will stay with the Thunderbirds. Harley Lubin will take a break now. Molly Weber in replacing Lubin for the Thunderbirds. Titans basketball, or rather Thunderbirds basketball on the baseline. Molly Weber to inbound it. Weber lobs it inside, brings it to the top of the key. They'll set the offense. Handling the ball up top, Leighton Beathy in the lineup now. Leighton Beathy with the ball. To Molly Weber, right back it comes to Leighton. Beathy goes to Bobadilla, right side driving baseline. Floater by Bobadilla, up and off, no good, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Bobadilla at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Bobadilla is a 47% free throw shooter on the season. The foul is going to be called on Kennedy McCornan, her first team foul, number five. At the line, shooting two shots, Harlan Bobadilla. The first one is up and off to the right. Does not go. Another attempt coming. Johnson County Central has hit just one of seven from the free throw line so far here in the first quarter. Bobadilla will try and improve that percentage with this attempt. The shot is on the way up, and it is off, no good. Would not drop. 6-5, your score. HTRS up by one. Here comes Lillian Bowen on the dribble. Bowen picks up the dribble, comes to the top of the key. Gives a pass up here to McCornan. Skip pass across the corner, all the way in Bredemeyer. Good collision on the baseline. Blocking foul is going to be called on Johnson County Central on Leighton Beathy. Beathy picks up her first personal, team foul number three on the Thunderbirds. Inbounding the pass on the baseline. Inbounding it underneath the basket, Jazzy Fry. Here's a long three from the right side. Lillian Bowen up, off, no good. Rebound taken down by Bobadilla. Bobadilla clears the outlet pass to Sage Rother. Rother around the horn, left side, Sophia Smith. Lob pass inside, Adri Case. Case kicks it to the corner. Open look three, left side up, off, no good. And the rebound comes down to HTRS. Kennedy McCornan pulls down the defensive board, gives the outlet pass to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer across the timeline to set the offense. Man-to-man defense here by the Thunderbirds. 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. HTRS up by 116-5. They're going to play for a final shot. Lillian Bowen rimmed it in and out off the rim. Wouldn't drop. 8 seconds on the clock. Adri Case with the rebound. Down court. Wait a minute. Traveling is going to be the call. Traveling with the basketball was Sage Rother. And now HTRS will get the ball back in forecourt on the side. 4.4 seconds to go in the period. 4.4 seconds. Inbounding the pass will be Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer gets it inbounds. The ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds here on the near side by Leighton Beathy. Now the clock down to 2.8 seconds. Bredemeyer into Lillian Bowen. Bowen had the ball knocked away. The buzzer will sound. And after one quarter, HTRS leading Johnson County Central 6-5. After one, we'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mudeikis Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We move to second quarter action. Thunderbirds with the basketball. They inbound the pass, tossing it in. Sophia Smith goes to the left side, Harley Lubin, into Ashley Beathy, back to Lubin, across court to the right side in the corner. Here's Smith for three from the top of the key. Got it! Nice looking shot by Sophia Smith. Her first bucket of the night, she hits the tray from the top of the key, and that puts JCC up now 8-6 with a two-point lead. Ellie Bestanding feeds it on the baseline underneath into traffic. Everybody collapses on the basketball. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow stays with HTRS. Titans will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own bucket. Inbounding the pass will be P.J. Howe. Howe goes into the corner with it, but standing. Over to the right elbow, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer tried to go back to Lillian Bowen. Bowen has the basketball tipped away by Harley Lubin. It got away and went out of bounds off of Lubin. Shot clock with 19 seconds. Titans do inbound it. Comes into Bredemeyer on the right wing. She'll go a cross-court pass to the left side. Lillian Bowen, floater off the glass. No, couldn't get it down. Struggle for the rebound on the baseline, and I think they're going to say on the baseline there that Kennedy McClarnon stepped on the sideline, and the basketball will go to the Thunderbirds. 8-6, T-Birds up by two now, opening minute here in the second quarter of the Mudecas tournament. On the right side, handling the ball for Johnson County Central, Harley Reyes. Reyes is going to put up a long two that goes off the rim and won't drop. Reyes had that oh so close to going down. It did not fall. There with a rebound was Bestandig. Now Bredemeyer comes into forecourt. Oh, her pass was off the mark across court. Fast break, two on one. Reyes out ahead of him. Reyes with a driving lay-in up and good. Harley Reyes, 5'7 junior. Her first 2 points of the ball game coming in off the bench. And it's 10-6. The lead is four for Johnson County Central. Titans basketball was standing. Finds Bredemeyer into the corner down deep left side. McClarnon stolen away again. Harley Reyes with the steal. Reyes got the bucket a minute ago. Feeds it into Sophia Smith. Smith goes up with a shot, but a whistle and a foul under the basket. Probably going to go on Ellie Bestandig. Bestandig is going to be called for the personal on Ellie. That will be her third personal foul already here in the ballgame, and we're only a minute and a half into the second quarter. So Ellie Bestandig in a bit of foul trouble now for HTRS. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Sophia Smith. Smith eyes the bucket. First shot is up off the iron. No good. She hit a three just a moment ago. She'll have a second shot coming here. Bestandig sets out now with three fouls. Coming in to replace her is Jazzy Fry. Fry is a 5'9 freshman on the floor. And Sophia Smith ready for her second free throw attempt. Looks to the glass, shot is on the way, and hits the front of the rim off, no good. Rebound to Harley Lubin, then it's taken away. The ball goes to the floor. Everybody diving after the basketball. Held ball is going to be called, and the possession arrow is going to stay with Johnson County Central. Fresh shot clock, 35 seconds on the shot clock. Beathy will inbound it on the baseline under the basket. Ashley Beathy will lob it in. Into the corner. All alone right side. Long three. In and out of there for Reyes. Oh, Harley had that one in there for a long time. It would not stay down, and it popped out for her. 10-6. The lead is four for the Thunderbirds with 6:17 to go here in the first half. T-Birds basketball. Ashley Beathy puts it into Harley Lubin. To Beathy under the basket. Turnaround shot up and good. Lubin with the assist. Beathy gets the basket and draws a foul. And we're going to put Ashley Beathy at the line for the and one on the season. Ashley hits 41% of her free throws. The foul is going to be called on Ellie Bestandig had that one. Let's see. They're going to get on this one Kennedy McClarnon. McClarnon's second personal. At the free throw line is Beathy. Free throw on the way up and good. Ashley Beathy hits the and one. She has 7 points in the ballgame. 13-6, Johnson County Central out to a lead here. 6:15 to play in the first half. We've got timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Mudecas Basketball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our premier sponsors for these broadcasts of Mudeikis Basketball include Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Also, Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters, as well as AgWest Commodities here in Beatrice, your marketing partner since 1999, and Waring Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. Say thanks to all of those premier sponsors for this presentation of Mudeikis Basketball. 13-6, your score. Johnson County Central has jumped out to a 7-point lead. The Titans took a timeout. Now they come on the attack. A skip pass goes across court to the far side. Comes to Lillian Bowen. Bowen in traffic. Bounce pass. Oh, she fed it underneath. Bowen put it underneath the basket into the hands of P.J. Howe. Howe couldn't finish with it before the ball was slapped away from her. We've got another timeout on the floor. 5:58 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny, 101.3.
Back to live action. JCC with the basketball. Lubin feeds it underneath for Beathy. Ball taken away by Bowen. Lillian Bowen with the steal. She'll bring the ball up court herself. Bowen feeds it to the top of the key to P.J. Howe. Howe all the way into the corner. Right side, they lob it back to Bowen. Bowen almost had it tipped away. Bredemeyer comes up with it. Now it's knocked out of Bredemeyer's hand. But Bredemeyer touched it last. Great effort over here defensively by Sophia Smith. And Harley Reyes will inbound the ball. Reyes inbounds it right in front of our broadcast table. We're located at midcourt, courtside, about 2.5-3 feet off the out-of-bounds line. We feel like we're in the game sometimes. Smith lobs it inside to Beathy. Back to Smith. Top of the key for three. Smith is off, no good. Lubin has the rebound. Now a held ball is called underneath. And the possession arrow goes to HTRS. Titans will get the basketball. Lubin came down with that. Somebody reached in and was able to tie her up there. So, here come the Titans on the attack. They're down by 7 now, 13-6. With the basketball is Maddie Bredemeyer. Across it goes to Lillian Bowen. Bowen finds Bredemeyer between the rings. They play catch just outside the three-point arc. Inside the paint, Bowen threads the needle. Here's Bredemeyer for a long three. Top of the key, she got it. Maddie Bredemeyer hits the three from the top of the circle. It's a four-point ball game. 13-9 with 4:49 to go in the first half. Beathy with the ball into Lubin. Lubin puts a shot up and good. Harley Lubin got that one down. Her first field goal tonight. She does have a free throw. Harley's got 3 points. And it's 15-9. The lead is 6 for Johnson County. Under the basket looking for Smith. Beathy with the steal. Beathy gets the ball down court. Smith on the dribble across the timeline. Guarded by Lillian Bowen. Smith picks up the dribble. Needs help. Looking for a place to go with it to Riley Wellenschek. Harley Reyes, right wing, passed up the shot. Wellenschek tries to go around the defender. She'll travel, and that'll turn the ball over back to HTRS. Ollie Weber checks back into the lineup now for Harley Reyes for the Thunderbirds with 4:16 to go in the first half. 15-9 your score. Thunderbirds up by 6 over the Titans of Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner. Bredemeyer to the left wing. Comes across with it to Bowen. Back up top to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer takes the dribble inside the paint. She'll go in for an underhanded scoop layup. Off no good. Molly Weber tips the ball over to Beathy. Weber down to Smith very quickly. Sophia Smith on the fast break. Oh, they had Harley Lubin under the basket and didn't see her. Lubin got in behind the defense and was waving frantically, wanting the basketball. Smith picks up her dribble. Comes to the near side to Riley Wellenschek. Wellenschek finds Smith. Smith for three from the left wing off the iron. Rebound, follow shot, up and off, no good. Try for putback, still won't go for Wellenschek. Now a whistle and a foul, and Riley Wellenschek will get a trip to the charity stripe where she'll be shooting two shots. I think the foul is going to be called on Maddie Bredemeyer. On Bredemeyer, her first. And at the line, shooting two shots, will be Riley Wellenschek. Wellenschek eyes the basket, launches the shot. It's up and it's good. Riley Wellenschek is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. That's her first point of the night. She'll have another shot coming here. 5'9 sophomore, 7.6 points per ball game for the Thunderbirds. Shot is up and good. She got them both. She's now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. And it's 17-9. The lead is back to 8 for the Thunderbirds. Bredemeyer feeds it under the basket. Got it underneath, inside, right under the bucket to Jazzy Fry. Fry couldn't do anything with it. Come back up to Lillian Bowen. Now Bowen's going to get tied up. Bowen tied up here by Adrie Case. Case dove in after the ball, got the held ball. Good defense by Adrie Case there. Case, a 6'1 sophomore. And it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball on the side in backcourt. Inbounding the pass to toss it in. Sophia Smith. Smith on the dribble across the timeline. Has Riley Wolensek out here with her as they work with the basketball. Looking for Lubin in the paint. Goes to Molly Weber left wing. Smith into the corner. Wolensek. Wanting to go into Adrie Case. Case covered up well underneath by Kennedy McCarnan. Left side corner for 3. Off no good. Rebound Wolensek. Follow shot. Case with the rebound. Now taken away. Coming up with the ball for HGRS was P.J. Howe into forecourt. Right wing, McLarnon handles the ball. Bredemeyer now on the dribble. Finds McLarnon once again. Looking across court. McLarnon finds Bredemeyer top of the circle. On the baseline, oh, the ball's too tall. The pass was intended over here on the near side for P.J. Howe. It got over the top of her and went out of bounds. Back into the ball game is Bobadilla now. Bobadilla checks in. She will replace Riley Wolensek for the Thunderbirds. 2:33 to go in the first half. 17-9, Johnson County Central up by 8 over the Titans of Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. Drop pass to Adrie Case in the paint. Case kicks it back to Molly Weber underneath looking for Lubin. Kennedy McLarnon was there and knocked the ball away from Harley Lubin. It went out of bounds off of McLarnon. So it'll stay with the Thunderbirds. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Sophia Smith to inbound it. Goes into Case. Case tries to go up with it. Has the ball knocked away. A whistle. They may have got Adrie Case for an offensive foul here as she came down with it. Adrie kind of cleared things out and she'll be called for the personal. On Adrie, her first personal foul. First team foul of the period on the Thunderbirds. 17-9 our score with 2:15 to go here in the first half. Here come the Titans down court. Oh, great job by Molly Weber. Weber stepped right in front of Jazzy Fry and got the steal. She'll give the outlet pass to Sophia Smith. Smith will come down and set the offense. Smith lobs it under the basket. In traffic, Bobadilla. Shot is up, no. Rebound, Adrie Case. Follow shot up and good. Adrie Case got the putback. That's her first 2 points of the ball game. The 6'1 sophomore got the rebound and the putback. Makes it 19-9. Here's a little floater underneath by Lillian Bowen that won't go down. Now Case has the ball stolen by Bowen. Bowen wants to go with another shot up and got it and she's fouled. Great job by Lillian Bowen. What a hustle underneath. That's Bowen's first bucket. She stole the ball from Adrie Case, then did a little pirouette, went around to the right side of the lane, laid it off the glass, and got it to drop. The foul is going to be called on Case. On Case, her second personal. And Lillian Bowen at the line with the and one, a chance to get the three-point play the hard way here. Bowen's free throw is up, and no, it's off no good. Molly Weber has the rebound for the T-Birds. Weber off to Bobadilla. Bobadilla pushes it down quickly to the corner. Sophia Smith in the corner baseline left side feeds inside to Beefy. To Molly Weber on the right elbow. Bobadilla in the paint. Driving floater up and good. Bobadilla made a nice move to the basket and laid it in her first bucket of the night. And the lead is back to 10 now for Johnson County Central, 21-11. There's a pass to Lillian Bowen. Bowen is triple teamed. The ball is stolen away. Sophia Smith has a 2-on-1 fast break. Kicks it back to Molly Weber in the corner. Weber feeds left side for Smith. Good defense there by the Titans. Not able to get it off. Now Bobadilla will try a 3. That doesn't go out of bounds, and it'll be Titans basketball. Under a minute to play here in the first half. 53 seconds to go in the second quarter. 21-11. The lead is 10 for the Thunderbirds. On the dribble with the ball. Maddie Bredemeyer goes off with it to Bowen. Bowen is tripped up. The ball comes away loose. Sophia Smith comes up with the basketball. Smith looking for Harley Lubin under the bucket. Ball is deflected and stolen away, but called for traveling is Kennedy McLarnon. Oh, McLaurin got in front of Harley Lubin, intercepted the pass, so to speak, but they say McLaurin traveled as she was catching the basketball. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Fresh shot clock, 35 seconds. Ashley Beathy inbounds it under the bucket. Beathy puts it into Molly Weber. Beathy with the rebound follow shot. Harley Lubin with the rebound follow shot. Beathy with the save, and it went out of bounds off of Johnson County Central. HTRS is going to have the basketball. Shot clock is turned off. 31 seconds to go here in the first half. It's a 10-point Johnson County Central lead, 21-11. Thunderbirds up by 10. Titans have the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer comes up the court along with P.J. Howe to set the offense. Lillian Bowen gets the pass on the right elbow, finds Bredemeyer again. She and Bowen play catch with it. Lillian turns down a three-point attempt. Now Bredemeyer will try for three. Bank shot off the glass. Good. Maddie Bredemeyer, her second three-pointer of the night. 21-14, the lead is 7. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They go underneath the Beathy. Beathy tries to go up with a shot. She will be fouled. And the foul is going to be on Kennedy McLaurin. And that's McLaurin's third personal. So now Kennedy has three. And Ellie Bestanding also has three. A couple of starters and a bit of foul trouble here for the Titans. At the free throw line is Ashley Beathy, 41% free throw shooter on the season. Eyes the bucket, the shot is up and good. She hit that one. Ashley Beathy is now 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. She'll have another shot coming right here. Beathy bends the knees, tosses the shot on the way up, and good. Put it right down the hole. She's 3 for 3 from the line, has 9 points now. There's the buzzer, the end of the second quarter, and at the half, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are leading the HTRS Titans 23-14 is our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring wrap after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Does a new year mean a new you? Kickboxing and Krav Maga classes at Home Martial Arts are a great workout that anyone can do. Start anytime. The first class is free. And in January, get $10 off your first punch card and $20 if you sign up with a friend. We also have free trial week February 2nd to the 7th. Find out more about our classes and free trial week at HelloMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Beatrice Middle School. The Thunderbirds leading the Titans of HTRS at the half, 23-14. Before we go to the individual numbers here, we do have a scoring update from across the street in the Girls B Division Championship. The game being heard live right now on KTNC with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Exeter Milligan Friend is leading Pawnee City 27-14. 42-17. Again, that game over on KTNC. Here it's time for the halftime show, and this scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. All right, individual numbers, first of all, for the Titans. 14 points on the board, led by Maddie Bredemeyer. She has 6. 4 at the half for Ellie Bestandig. Kennedy McClarnon with 2 and Lillian Bowen with 2. That adds up to 14. Not much to talk about for free throw shooting. The Titans went 0 for 1 from the line in the first half. They only shot one free throw and missed it. For Johnson County Central, 23 points on the board. Ashley Beathy leads the way. She has 9 at halftime. Harley Lubin with 3. Sophia Smith has 3. Then 2 points each for Riley Wellensek, Charlene Bobadilla, Adri Case, and Harley Reyes. That adds up to 23 for the Thunderbirds. But here's a big number that's important. When I told you a minute ago, the Titans 0 for 1 from the line. Johnson County Central has hit 6 out of 15. So 15 free throws shot by the Thunderbirds and only one by the Titans in the first half. At the half, 23-14. Johnson County Central leading HTRS. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, then we'll have a local weather update, and the weather's acting up out there, they tell me, followed by another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the Mudeikis Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available, and come grow with Alfia.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole with your weather for the tri-state area. Scattered snow showers expected to linger into this evening with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 12, and it will be windy. Northwest winds gusting at times still up to around 30 miles per hour. Northwest winds continue up that mark for Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and not a lot of warming, a high of only 18. 8 above our forecast low Saturday night, mostly clear skies and breezy. We'll see windy conditions for the day on Sunday, but warmer, high around 41 with mostly sunny skies. A few clouds rolling through Sunday night and breezy with a low around 9 above. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day, temperatures cool back down to a high around 24. Lots of sunshine with breezy conditions, too. Temperatures fall back to 11 for Monday night with a few clouds rolling through. Then warming back up on Tuesday, a high around 42. It will be breezy with mostly sunny skies. Passing clouds heading toward Tuesday night and a low in the mid-20s. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high around 40. Passing clouds come in for Wednesday night as temperatures bottom out around 18. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole on Sunny 101.3.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for new decades. And so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner, proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Beatrice Middle School. It's halftime. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds leading HTRS 23-14. Had some friends running back and forth across the street between here and the city auditorium, and they say that right now in Beatrice, we have moderate to heavy snowfall outside. It's starting to accumulate on the streets a little bit, so might be an interesting drive home. It wouldn't be Mudeckis week if we didn't get a little snow. That seems to be the annual occurrence out here. At the half here at the middle school, 23-14, HTRS trailing Johnson County Central. It'll be the Titans basketball as we get set to move into second half action. P.J. Howe right in front of our table, set to inbound it. Close enough she can hear her name called out. Goes to Lillian Bowen. I mean right in front of the table. We're right here. Bowen gets the inbound pass. Back to Howe, to Bowen on the right side. Into the corner, down to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer has the ball stolen away. Nice job by Riley Wellen, set to get the steal. Her outlet pass comes to Sophia Smith, and Smith will come down and set it up. Smith on the right side of the three-point arc, picks up the dribble. A cross-court pass comes to the near side with it to Riley Wellensack. She's double-teamed, bobs it back up top to Smith. They go to Weber with the pass, Molly Weber. Ball is going to be tipped away. B.J. Howe on off to the races, comes up with the basketball. Lillian Bowen for three from the right side, could not get it, and the rebound to Riley Wellensack. Bowen had a good look to square up there, just could not get it to fall for the three. Now Smith has to chase it down and save it from going out of bounds. And she'll be called for a double dribble. And the 10 seconds also, not getting it across the midcourt. HTRS will get the basketball back. Presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Here's the inbound pass, comes in. They get it into Lillian Bowen. Bowen feeds it to the near side. Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer tries to come across with it. Winner to go to P.J. Howe. The ball is tipped away. Touch last by Harley Lubin, so it'll stay with the Titans. 24 on the shot clock. Bredemeyer with the ball. Lobs it underneath to Bastandi, and Bastandi had the bunny underneath and couldn't finish. There were a couple of defenders hanging on her, but Bastandi, you would think 3 out of 4 times, probably going to make that one. This time it would not drop for her. 23-14, the lead is still 9. Beathy with the ball. They lob it into her, a whistle and a foul on the Titans. This is going to go on Lillian Bowen. Bowen picks up her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter against the Titans. 6:37 to go, third quarter, still 23-14. all the way into the corner. They flip it to the right side, down deep. Sophia Smith goes into Beathy. Nice job by Bowen to get the steal. Lillian Bowen with the defensive steal comes down court with the ball herself, takes it to the left side of the free throw lane. Feeds standing at the top of the key. Now Bowen gets the ball back. She'll try a three. It's partially blocked. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Try for put back again. Everybody on the floor after it. B.J. Howe came up with the rebound, tried for the putback, then Bastanding ended up on the floor with Beathy. The two of them tied up, and the possession arrow favors Johnson County Central. 23-14, that was our score at the half. We've played 2 minutes. No score here in the third quarter. 6 minutes to go, third period. JCC comes on the attack. This is Molly Weber with the ball, lobs into Beathy. Comes back to Weber, around to the left side. Wolinczak lost the handle. Wolinczak chases it down in the corner, got it back, goes to Beathy. Beathy feeds it underneath to Lubin. Shot up by Lubin, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Harley Lubin at the free throw line for Johnson County Central. Lubin, a 67% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight she is 1 out of 4 from the line, so looking to improve her percentage tonight. First one is up and off, no good. She'll get another attempt. The foul, incidentally, was called on P.J. Howe. That's P.J.'s third personal. McLarnon has 3. Bastanding has 3. And Howe has 3 right now for the Titans. Second free throw for Harley Lubin is up. It's off also. Missed them both, but the rebound came down to Johnson County. Then it went off in the corner off of Riley Wolinczak, and the Titans will get the basketball. P.J. Howe to inbound it. Tosses into Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer across the timeline. Looks at a zone defense now. 1-3-1 zone out here. Inside, loose basketball. Coming up with it is Bowen. Taken away by Beathy. Bredemeyer feeds it underneath for Standing and couldn't get it. Oh, Allie had an opportunity under there. The ball just will not go in the hole for the Titans. Ellie Bastandi got the pass put right in the hands under the basket, could not get it down. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Harley Lubin. On Lubin, that is her second. Here's a three from the corner that won't go. Put up there by Bredemeyer, the rebound to Lubin. Lubin's going to dribble the ball down the court herself. Goes to Bobadilla with the pass in the corner. Back it comes to Lubin. Lubin's going to try a three from the right side. It's off the rim, no good. Kennedy McLarnon has the rebound, and McLarnon comes with the outlet pass to Maddie Bredemeyer. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 23-14. No one has scored in the first 3 minutes of this third stanza. We have no points on the board in this quarter. Lillian Bowen dribbles the ball, goes to the right side with it. They try to put a pass inside of a standing. Here's a shot up and off, no good. That shot put up by P.J. Howe. I believe we're going to put P.J. Howe to the line where she's going to be shooting two. P.J. has not scored yet tonight. She averages 4.5 points per ballgame. She hits 44% of her free throws on the season. This one is up and just off to the right, won't go. The foul was called on Ashley Beathy. On Beathy, her first team foul number 2 of this third period. P.J. Howe tries her second free throw. It's off also. Off the back of the iron, Bobadilla has the rebound for JCC. Bobadilla, somebody opened the door in the gymnasium. Boy, we got a blast of cold air coming across here. Into forecourt, Sophia Smith feeds to Bobadilla on the right wing. Close the north door, folks. Into Ashley Beathy. Up to Bobadilla, top of the key. Across court, it comes to Riley Wolinczak. Wolinczak in traffic, puts it underneath. Lubin shot, couldn't get it. Try for follow shot, whistle. And I think Lubin touched it last, and the ball went out of bounds. It'll belong to the Titans. Still 23-14 as we near the four-minute mark. We played almost half of this stanza, and neither team has been able to score any points in this one. Defensive battle, I guess you'd call it. In the corner, a loose ball. Everybody chasing after. Lily and Bowen down there representing the Titans. Charlene Bobadilla going after it for HGRS. The ball went out of bounds, apparently off of Bowen, so the Thunderbirds will have the basketball with Sophia Smith on the dribble. Smith comes to the near side. Riley Wolinczak inside to Beathy. Tipped away. Coming up with it is Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer dribbles out in traffic, and she'll bring it up court for the HGRS Titans. Bredemeyer, we've played more than 4 minutes now without any score. 3:43 to go here in the quarter, and no points on the board at all in this third stanza. On the left wing, holding the ball, is P.J. Howe. To the right side, Matty Bredemeyer. Looking into traffic, number standing. Bredemeyer driving, laying it up is good. Finally, Matty Bredemeyer gets the basket. She's got eight now, and that score coming with 3:22 to go in the third quarter. We played 5.5 minutes of the third period, and neither team was able to score. Ashley Beefy is low on the low post, left side of the lane with the ball. Across to Bobadilla, the pass is too tall, it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Back into the ballgame now for Johnson County Central. Comes Leighton Beefy. Beefy checks in, replacing Riley Wallencheck. Here's Adrie Case on the floor. Case coming in for Ashley Beefy. Couple of subs in there for Johnson County Central. Adrie Case, a sophomore, 6'1", replacing the 6'2" Ashley Beefy. Here's a steal. With the steal for the Thunderbirds coming up is Leighton Beefy. Beefy brings it into forecourt, feeds it to Sophia Smith. Smith tried to go up with a shot, gets taken to the floor. Ellie Bestandig comes up with a loose basketball, flips it out to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer bounce pass left side, P.J. Howe. Comes back to Bredemeyer. She dives on the floor after it. Timeout's going to be taken to preserve the possession here by the Titans. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. 23-16, Johnson County Central on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 97th Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, I guess we have what could be described here as a defensive battle with only 2 points scored here in this third quarter and have 2:40 left to play in the third period. It's 23-16, 23-14 at halftime. The ball will belong to HTRS. The Titans will play it in. They'll trigger it in on the under their own basket on the right side. Comes to the top of the key to Lillian Bowen. Bowen goes to the right corner with it. Feeds inside. Oh, nice pass underneath to Bestandig. Shot is up and good. Ellie Bestandig got one to drop. She's been struggling under the basket there tonight. Has 6 points now. A couple of point-blank shots wouldn't fall. She got that one. And suddenly it's a five-point basketball game, 23-18. Johnson County Central led by as much as nine. There's a pass goes into Harley Lubin. And as Lubin tried to catch that, a couple of Titans collapsed on her. I think they're going to probably tag Lillian Bowen for that one. Yes, on Lillian, that is her second personal, third team foul of the quarter. Not a shooting foul. They lob it in to Harley Lubin at the top of the key. To the left side, a three is up and off, no good. Rebound, Bobadilla, follow shot up and good. Bobadilla was there to get the putback. She came down with the basketball. She's got four in the contest. And the lead is back once again to seven now, 25-18. Here come the Titans into traffic. They try and go into Bestandig. She falls to the floor. Everybody after the basketball. Bestandig wants to get rid of it. Now has the ball ripped away. All they ever did, blow the whistle. Coming up with it, B.J. Howe. Maddie Bredemeyer across court. Lillian Bowen. Bowen with a floater this up. It won't go. And the rebound this time taken out on the baseline underneath by Sophia Smith. 1:31 to play here. I'm not sure why the buzzer went off. The people at the scoreboard are looking at one another wanting the same thing. All right, 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 25-18. JCC a seven-point lead and the basketball. They go to Adrie Case in the corner. Low post right side, Case with the basketball to the top of the key. Comes around to the near side with it. Lobbing it up top to Leighton Beefy. Beefy, a cross-court pass. Now they go into Sage Rother. Rother inside. Adrie Case tries to go up with a shot. Blocked by Bestandig. Case, oh, and Bestandig almost turned the ball over. She gave it up here to Batty Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer was lucky to save that one from going out of bounds. A cross-court pass goes to Bredemeyer. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. 50 seconds. Driving layup underneath up and good. Nice move by McCornan. Kennedy McCornan got an open look on the left side baseline. Put it down. Back to a five-point ball game. 25-20. HTRS just hanging around here. There's a loose ball. Everybody fighting for it. Held ball. Possession arrow goes to HTRS. Another great defensive effort under there by Kennedy McCornan. McCornan, very active here in the last minute or so. 33 seconds to play in the quarter. The shot clock is turned off. 25-20. HTRS down by five. They'll try to cut into that lead here at the end of the stanza by playing for the final shot. Johnson County Central drops back into his zone defense. They're just going to let him dribble it down out here at the top of the key. On the dribble is Matty Bredemeyer. Around to the left side, the pass goes into Bestandig. Back to Bredemeyer. Lillian Bowen dribbles in, floater right side. Couldn't get it down. Ball goes to the floor. Fought for. 5 seconds. Molly Weber down court, across midcourt. She'll launch a shot at the buzzer. Couldn't get it. Wait a minute. We may have had, no, traveling is the call. 1/10 of a second on the clock. No time to do anything with it. After three quarters, well, we'll wait until they inbound it, but there's just a 1/10 of a second here in backcourt. The moment it's touched, that'll be the end of it. 25-20 is our score. After three quarters, Johnson County Central leading HTRS. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
End of the fourth quarter, Johnson County Central with the basketball. There's a long three from the corner, up and off, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Johnson County at the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Matty Bredemeyer. On Bredemeyer, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the line will be Leighton Beefy. Beefy, a sophomore, 5'8". She'll be shooting three shots. Leighton Beefy, first free throw is up and good. Right down the middle for Leighton Beefy, the sophomore. That's her first point of the night. Makes it a six-point Johnson County lead, 26-20. Opening seconds here of the fourth quarter. Beefy's second free throw is up. This one is off just to the left. She'll get a third attempt here, however. Just a six-point ball game. HTRS hanging around here. It's been close throughout. Johnson County is led by as much as nine in the contest. Beefy's third shot is up and good. She hits two out of three. That makes it 27-20. JCC up by seven. Lillian Bowen goes into the corner. Down deep on the left side to P.J. Howe. Now we've got a foul away from the ball in the paint. This one's going to go on Johnson County Central. We'll see who they tag with this one when they post it. And the foul is going to go on Sage Rother. On Rother, her first team foul of the period. Try for the inbound pass as they tried to lob it in. P.J. Howe had the ball knocked back at her. She was trying to get in to Bredemeyer. P.J. Howe to lob it in. Going to have to hurry all the way to the top of the key. Bredemeyer, ball tipped away with the steal the other direction. All the way in for the fast break. Driving, laying up and good. Leighton Beefy. Beefy now with 4 points in the ball game as she got the steal and laid the ball in, put it off the glass and got her down. 7:25 to go. The lead is back to nine now, and here's another steal. Leighton Beefy with a steal on the baseline under the basket. Beefy came off the bench and has really been active here in the last minute or so. Inside to Molly Weber. All the way to the right side. Bounce pass. Oh, they were looking underneath for Ashley Beefy. The pass was wide of the mark as Sophia Smith tried a little bounce pass on the baseline. It went out of bounds. Clock shows 7:08 to go in the ballgame. 29-20, Johnson County Central up by 9 here in the consolation bracket of the Mudecas tournament. On the dribble into forecourt with the ball comes Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer clicks it over to the left side, feeds it across court. And again by Beathy. Leighton Beathy with her second steal in two possessions. Gives the ball down court to Sophia Smith. Smith, left side of the lane, goes in. Shot blocked away by Bestandig. Allie Bestandig just shot that one right back in Smith's face. Into Ashley Beathy. Shot up and good. They fed it inside. Ashley Beathy lays it in. Beathy in double figures now. Ashley has 11 points in the ballgame. Timeout taken, HTRS. 6:34 to go here in the ballgame. 31-20. Johnson County Central up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Beatrice Middle School. Play continues. Coming out of the timeout, HTRS with the basketball. On the right side, handling it, Lillian Bowen. Bowen goes back over to the left side. Bredemeyer, she launches a long three up and good. Maddie Bredemeyer, kind of an afterthought. She's in double figures with 11 points now, and it's back to an 8-point ball game, 31-23. A lot of time left here, 6:10 to play in the basketball game. Harley Reyes in the lineup now for HTRS. Across to Bobadilla, skip pass across court. Bobadilla tied up, puts it down deep to Smith. Sophia Smith to the near side. Harley Reyes, oh man, walk. Ball stolen away, Lillian Bowen. Reyes gives chase. Bowen driving layup, and Reyes just decides not to give her the layup. Reyes clearly decided to just spend a foul there and prevent the easy 2 points. Harley Reyes will be called for the personal. On Harley, that is her third personal, first team foul, second team foul, rather, I'm sorry, of the quarter. At the free throw line, Lillian Bowen. She's 0 for 1 from the line. The first one is up and good. Bowen has 3 points tonight. She's been averaging 12 points per ballgame on the season. Bowen with just 3 on the evening. Second shot is up. It's off. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Molly Weber. Weber gives the outlet pass. Down court it comes by Sophia Smith to the near side. Reyes back up to Smith. She penetrates, has it dribbled away, got it back to the corner from the right side. Bobadilla for a long three. It's off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound Maddie Bredemeyer. 5.5 minutes to play in this one. 31-24. Johnson County Central up by 7. Lillian Bowen dribbles to the corner. The ball goes off of the foot down there in the corner of Maddie Bredemeyer and picked up by Molly Weber. Down to Sophia Smith. Smith's going to set the offense to Reyes in the corner left wing. Again stolen by Bowen. They chase her after. Bowen with a driving layup has her shot blocked away. Knocked out of bounds. I think that was blocked cleanly under there by Sophia Smith. I'm not sure they called a foul. They did not. Smith just got a clean block on the layup. So Bowen's had 2 layup opportunities spoiled. There's a long three up and off to good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Getting the put back was Ellie Bestandig. Bestandig now with 8 points. Back to a 5-point basketball game. Still 5 minutes to go. We'll have a timeout taken on the floor. 4:52 to play in the game. It's 31-26. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula. We welcome you back inside the Beatrice Middle School. Ray Penning is our producer engineer tonight back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. on a cold and snowy January night in southeast Nebraska, what better thing to do than cozy up next to the radio and enjoy a little high school basketball? 4:52 left to play in this one. It's a consolation bracket game of the Decker's Tournament, Girls Division, Johnson County Central, leading Humboldt Table Rock Steiner 31-26. Every time JCC opens up a double-digit lead, 10 or 11 points, HTRS battles back into it. Right now it's a five-point margin with just under 5 minutes to go. HTRS has the basketball. Sophia Smith looking underneath. Oh, she overthrew Harley Lubin on the baseline. Kennedy McCornan was back there defending, but that pass was way over Harley Lubin's head. Went out of bounds, and here come the Titans, a chance to cut into that five-point lead. They feed it underneath. Oh, they were looking on the right side for Bestanding. Ashley Beathy got a hand on it, slapped the ball away. It went out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Titans. 28 seconds on the shot clock. They'll inbound it on the baseline under the basket. P.J. Howell lobs it up top to Lily Bowen. Around the horn it goes deep in the corner. Bredemeyer almost had it tipped away. Back up to Bowen it comes. Lily Bowen, right side. P.J. Howell in traffic. P.J. Howell feeds it into traffic. In trouble, McCarnan has the basketball taken away by Sophia Smith. Smith with the steal. 12 on 12. Number 12 took it away from number 12. Sophia Smith will set the offense. To the left wing it comes, handling it on the left side now. Leighton Beathy. Inside it goes to Harley Lubin. She'll go up with a shot. We've got a whistle and a foul, and Harley Lubin will be back at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Lubin has only hit one of six from the free throw line so far tonight. Normally makes 67% of them. Here she'll be shooting two shots. Lubin looks to the basket. The shot is up. It is off the back of the iron. Won't go. The foul, by the way, was on Kennedy McCornan. That is her fourth personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Titans. So McCornan playing with four now. Harley Lubin ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is good. She got the roll. Lubin got that one to drop. She's now two out of eight from the free throw line. Lubin has 4 points in the ballgame. A cross-court pass. All the way goes Bestanding. Back to the right side. In traffic. Ball tipped away. Coming up with it in the corner. Lillian Bowen feeds to Bestanding. Shot is up. Ellie couldn't get it down. And Ashley Beefy's there to pull down the rebound. Beefy. Down court pass quickly. Sophia Smith pulls up the dribble. Goes into Lubin with it. Molly Weber tries to chase it down. The ball is loose. And Bestanding comes up with the loose basketball. Gives it out to Maddie Bredemeyer. 3.5 minutes to go now. 32-26, still a six-point ball game with 3.5 minutes to go. HTRS is going to need to be shooting the basketball. They want to get back into this. They're burning an awful lot of clock here late in the game. There's Lillian Bowen with a shot up and good from the baseline on the left side. Lillian Bowen dropped it in. She's got five now. And down court very casually on the dribble come the Titans. Sophia Smith in no hurry with 3 minutes to go in the basketball game. The lead is down to four, folks. This is starting to get close. There's a steal by Lillian Bowen. Bowen with the steal between defenders. Gets it into forecourt. Picks up her dribble. Bowen hands it to the left side. McCornan across to Ellie Bestanding. Bestanding into the corner, underneath the basket, baseline right side, dribbling into the paint. There's a shot that's up and off, no good. Ball tipped around, out of bounds, and it went off of the Titans. Oh, the Titans had an opportunity there, down by four, 32-28. A lot of time left in the ballgame, 2:40 to go. Johnson County Central lucky to escape that possession with a four-point lead. Sophia Smith into forecourt. It's been a great game tonight, very entertaining. Smith looking for Lubin, comes to the near side, into Ashley Beathy, shot is up and good. Ashley Beathy got the turnaround shot on the baseline when they needed it. Beathy in double figures has 13 points in the ballgame. Back to a six-point lead with the ball. On the right side, Lillian Bowen, across court it goes. Here's Bredemeyer for three, got it, bank shot off the glass. Maddie Bredemeyer hits the bank shot and put it down. It's a three-point basketball game with 2 minutes to go. JCC desperately needs a basket on this possession. Their lead has been cut to three. It's a one-possession game. Sophia Smith dribbles in. Follow shot. Beathy up and good. Got it in a foul. Ashley Beathy came up big. Got the offensive rebound. Got the putback and drew the foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. Beathy now with 15 points. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Bredemeyer. That is her third personal. Beathy at the line for the end. One. Looks to the hoop. Launches the shot. It's up. It is good. Big play there for Ashley Beathy to come up with a big three. The lead is back to six. A minute 45 to go. With the basketball, P.J. Howe. Howe feeds it up to Lillian Bowen. Bowen to the left elbow. But standing for three. No, couldn't get it. Harley Lubin had it. Taken away by Lillian Bowen. Lubin had the rebound. Bowen got it back into the corner. Brademeyer feeds it underneath the basket. Here's a fall-away shot that won't go. Put up by P.J. Howe. Rebound Sophia Smith. Down to a minute 19 to go now. A six-point lead. Johnson County Central trying to hang on. HTRS frantically trying to get back into this. Traveling is going to be called. A turnover inside on the Thunderbirds. HTRS feeling they're still alive here with 1:11 to go. They're down by six. They failed by as much as 11, I believe. Got back to within three here at the two-minute mark. So it's been a great basketball game to watch here. Two teams doing battle here, kind of in the same neighborhood, HTRS, Johnson County Central. Both in my neighborhood, anyway. 37-31, a six-point lead for JCC. Down court, Lillian Bowen with the ball. 1 minute to play in the contest. Dribbling into the paint, Brettemeyer feeds it underneath. Shot is up, off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot won't go. Kennedy McCornan had a layup under there, couldn't get it to go. She got her own rebound, tried to get the putback, and McFarlane was fouled. Kennedy will be at the line shooting two. She hits 58% of her free throws on the season. First free throw for McFarlane is up. It's off the iron. No, couldn't get it to fall. Clock shows 55 seconds to go in the ballgame. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemahawk County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemahawk County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemahawk County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at the Beatrice Middle School. 55 seconds left to play in this one. Johnson County Central up by 6. 37-31 is your score. The HTRS Titans have battled back on two or three occasions from a double-digit deficit to get within 3 points of Johnson County Central. Very competitive basketball. We've got a lot of friends on both of these teams, so I have a great time when I get a chance to broadcast a couple of local neighborhood teams like this. We know most of the girls personally on both sides. When play is resumed at the free throw line for HTRS, I believe we're going to have Kennedy McClarnett. McClarnett at the line. Free throw on the way up, and good. She got it. McClarnett hits one of two. She's got 5 points. 54 seconds to go. It's a five-point ball game. Sophia Smith in backcourt. Up to Molly Weber. Weber at the midcourt line. Gets it across the timeline. And her timeout's going to be taken by Johnson County Central. We're going to keep it here live during this timeout and invite you to be sure and join us for our postgame show. The postgame scoring recap is brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College will be bringing you the postgame scoring wrap as soon as we wrap this one up. 46 seconds to go here. 37-32 is our score. We'll check in and see what we've got. Here's a final. Exeter Milligan Friend defeated Pawnee City in the B Division Championship 39-24. EMF 39, Pawnee City 24. All right, we'll get that one written down, and we go back to live action here. They inbound the ball. Johnson County Central lobs it in. With the ball to the right side, Harley Lubin just holds the ball, waits for him to come in and get her. Lubin will be going to the... No, she won't. That's only the fourth team foul. Not yet at the free throw line. We're not shooting yet. Clock goes down to 42 seconds now. Again, it's a five-point Johnson County Central lead. Subs checking into the ball game now for HTRS. Eden Durier comes in. Durier in place of Maddie Brettemeyer. Molly Weber inbounds it. Oh, to Beathy under the bucket. Lays it up and good. Ashley Beathy got away from him. She was alone under the basket. Weber found her. It's 39-32. All the way in driving layup. Shot up off. No good. That shot put up by P.J. Howe. And Howe is going to be fouled. She'll be at the line. P.J. is 0 for 2 from the line tonight. She'll have two opportunities here. The foul is going to be called on Molly Weber, on Weber her first. At the free throw line, Howe, free throw is up, hits the back of the iron and won't go. Another attempt coming here for P.J. Howe. Time running out now on the Titans. They're down to 32 seconds to go, still down by 7. P.J. Howe will try and chip away at that lead with this one. It's up and good. P.J. Howe hits the free throw. 39-33. The lead now is 6. We're going to step aside and take a 30-second break. There's 32 seconds to go. It's a 6-point ball game. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's set the stage for you. There are 32.7 seconds showing on the score clock here at the Beatrice Middle School. The score, Johnson County Central 39, HTRS 33 in this girls' consolation bracket game of the Mudecas tournament. Coming out of the timeout, the basketball will belong to Johnson County Central. They'll play it in against full court pressure. Harley Lubin will inbound it. Again, the lead is 6. Lubin to inbound it. Lobs the ball in. Gets it into the hands quickly of Riley Wellensack. And a foul. Oh, a hell ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Titans. That's exactly what HTRS wanted to happen. Not a lot of time off the clock. Still 31 seconds. Titans down by 6. 31 seconds to play. They'll play it in on the side. Inbounding the ball from the corner. A three is up and good. Hitting the three is Maddie Brandemeyer. It's a three-point ball game. 23 seconds to go. Lubin with the basketball. Titans, here's a steal. The ball is loose. A whistle. And timeout's going to be taken by Johnson County Central. Oh, my. What a turn of events. Sophia Smith came charging in and went after the loose basketball. Thought for a moment we were going to see a foul called. But very alertly, Garrett Collin took a timeout to preserve the possession of the basketball. We're going to keep it here live for this one. Again, the final score in the game you heard tonight over on KTNC in the B Division Girls Championship, Exeter Milligan Friend 39, Pawnee City 24. 39-24, Exeter Milligan with the win. All right, strategy here. 18 seconds to go, 17.9 to be precise. It's 39-36. This is, I believe, the third time that HTRS has gotten back within 3 points of Johnson County Central after trailing by double digits. So the Titans have been resilient. They've just never been able to quite catch up to the Thunderbirds. Molly Weber will inbound the ball for Johnson County Central with 17.9 seconds on the clock and her team up by 3. Weber in forecourt on the side, lobs the ball in. Quickly got the ball into the hands of Riley Wellensack, and she's fouled immediately. That's exactly what they wanted to do. That is the fifth personal. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Bredemeyer, her fourth, and that will send to the free throw line for Johnson County Central, Riley Wellensack. Riley's a 49% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight she has made 2 out of 4. They're shooting 2 shots. The first one is on the way, off, no good. HTRS still has life here, down by 3 with 16 seconds. Wellensack puts this one down. She can give her team a 2-possession lead. This is a critical free throw for the sophomore. Riley Wellensack launches the shot. It's up and short off the rim. Rebound, Ellie Bastandi. Here come the Titans down court. 12 seconds. Bastandi down by 3. They need a 3. Bastandi puts up a 3 off the rim. Got it! We're tied at 39 all. LA the standing ties it up. Tied at 39. There's the buzzer, and we're going to go to overtime. Allie Bastandi nailed a three just before the buzzer sounded. We're tied at 39-all after regulation. We'll be back with the overtime after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tap, tap, tap. No, that's not tap dancing. That's the sound of F&M Bank's tap and pay cards making checkout a breeze. Plus, every tap with a special design card sends support straight into our local schools. With over $50,000 already given back, your next purchase could be the start of something powerful. Stop by F&M Bank and check out their special card designs. Tap to pay, tap to give, tap into something bigger. Only at F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the fans that ventured out into the snow tonight to take this one in person are certainly getting their money's worth. We're going to go to overtime in this consolation bracket. A new 4 minutes is put up on the board. And we're going to have a little bit of bonus basketball tonight for you here on Sunny 101.3. All tied at 39 apiece. We'll jump it up and start all over. Ashley Beathy will jump it up against Lillian Bowen. A big mismatch here. You would expect Beathy to control this tip easily. Every possession critical as we go into overtime. A little bit of confusion here now. The official steps in. Here's the tip. And it's going to be controlled by Johnson County Central. Molly Weber in the corner. Up to Sophia Smith. All tied to 39. We move into overtime. Underneath to Ashley Beathy. Beathy has a shot, walked away out of bounds, and went off of Beathy. Everybody on the Johnson County Central side was expecting a foul, and nothing came. Here's Lillian Bowen down court. An unlikely finish to regulation with Ellie Bastandi getting that long three to tie the ball game up at the buzzer. Bowen is going to be fouled and knocked to the floor by Harley Lubin. Lubin went after the basketball, got more of Bowen than she did basketball, and Harley Lubin will be called for the personal. On Harley, that is her fourth. I'll check that. That's her third personal for Lubin. At the free throw line, Lillian Bowen shooting two shots. She could give HTRS their first lead here. Shot is up and off the rim. Nope. Bowen couldn't get it to fall. Lillian has now hit one of three from the line. She has 5 points in the ballgame. She'll have a second shot coming. This one is good. HTRS leading for the first time, I think, in the ballgame. Well, they led 3-0, I think, to start. But anyway, 40-39. HTRS up. 3.5 minutes to go in the overtime. Here's Lubin for three. She got it. Harley Lubin pulled up for a three in the corner and dropped it down. She's got seven. The other direction comes HTRS. Ball safe from going out of bounds. Lillian Bowen on the dribble. Double team comes to the right side with it. Back hit comes to Bowen. Bowen feeds it to the left side. Here's a fall away 2-point shot. Is up off out of the paint. That shot put up underneath the basket by P.J. Howe. Couldn't get it down. The rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. 2:55 to go in the overtime. There's a three from the corner up and off. No good. Follow shot. Put back will go. Follow shot. Put back up by Beathy. Beathy got it to. And we're 44-40 the score. Into the corner. Loose ball. Everybody after it, waiting for a whistle. Timeout taken. HTRS. They will preserve the possession. Everybody was on the floor after the ball. We'll take a 30-second break. 44-40, your score right now. HTRS trailing Johnson County Central. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're having a dandy Friday night of high school basketball here at the middle school in Beatrice. 2:35 to go in the first overtime period. The score 44-40. Johnson County Central with a four-point advantage. HTRS, after trailing throughout the entire ball game, hit a long three-pointer over here that was put up by Ellie Bestandig to tie the game up at the end of regulation. Here comes HTRS down by four. Lillian Bowen. Oh, they have a pass stolen away. Fast break. Sophia Smith lost a handle on it. Picked up by Harley Lubin. Lubin gives it off to Molly Weber, and Weber will set the offense. Weber feeds to the corner. Inside Beefy. Beefy wanted to go up with a shot. Now does. Off no good. Rebound. Lillian Bowen. Bowen knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Johnson County Central's Riley Wellensack. Wellensack's second personal, and that's going to make us walk to the other end. Stops the clock with 2:14 to go, and it'll put Lillian Bowen back to the line. Lillian has hit 2 out of 4 from the line tonight, has 6 points in the ballgame. This shot is up. No, it's the back of the iron. Another attempt coming here for Lillian Bowen. 44-40, 2:14 to go in the ballgame. Bowen shot is up, off, no good. And the rebound to Harley Lubin. Lubin, outlet pass, gets it out to Sophia Smith, and Smith will bring it up court. Across the timeline comes Smith. They'll want to burn some clock here if they can. Lubin, oh, tried to lob it in. But Sandy tipped the ball away. It went out of bounds. She was looking to try and get it into Ashley Beefy, I think, on the baseline. 2 minutes to go in the overtime, 44-40. Johnson County Central on top. In traffic, Lubin goes up over Bestandig. Can't get it. Rebound under the basket. Pulled out underneath by Kennedy McCarnan. Outlet pass. Comes to Lillian Bowen. Bowen with the dribble. To the left side, McCarnan. Bestandig. Bestandig looks back to McCarnan. She'll try a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound. Pulled down under the basket by Sophia Smith. Down to 90 seconds to go in the ballgame. In the overtime, that is. Harley Lubin in the corner. Skip pass across court. Wellensack, ball is loose. Beefy, Ashley Beefy up and good. Ashley Beefy with a big bucket, laid it in. She keeps adding to her total. And now it's a 6-point lead for Johnson County Central. HCRS needs to score and score quickly. A minute 11 to go. Clock running. A lot of time ticking away and no shots going up. Lillian Bowen. Bowen in the free throw lane, dribbles in, puts up a shot, couldn't get it. Was she fouled or did the ball just go out of bounds? Let's see. They're going to say she was fouled. Bowen is going to be back at the free throw line once again. Lillian Bowen has had some opportunities here, so thus far not been able to really capitalize on them. The foul is going to be on Ashley Beefy. Bowen's free throw is up and good. Lillian Bowen got that one. Back to a 5-point ball game. This is reminiscent of where we were at the end of regulation. Second free throw coming for Lillian Bowen. It's up. It's good. She got them both. Bowen hits a pair. Now it's a 4-point ball game. Still a minute two to go. 1:02 to play, a 4-point contest. Inbound the pass to Molly Weber. Weber flips it back across court. In backcourt with the dribble comes Sophia Smith underneath the basket. Oh, they had Molly Weber breaking toward the basket. Beefy couldn't get it to her. They're going to back it out. Make HTRS come out and foul him. HTRS just let them run clock here underneath the Beefy. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound. Foul is going to be on Bestandig. I believe they're going to get Bestandig for the foul. Let's see if they do. That would be her fourth. And at the free throw line is Beefy. Ashley Beefy shooting two shots. Beefy's first free throw is up and off the rim. It rolled there for a minute. Beefy had made 4 in a row tonight. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Another attempt coming here. Ashley Beefy, second free throw. On the way up, it's good. Got that one. Beefy now 5 out of 6 from the charity stripe. It's a 5-point ball game with 35 seconds to go. Top of the key, Ellie Bestandig. Into the corner, Lillian Bowen. They pass it around. They feed it inside. P.J. Howe blocked by Beefy. Beefy with the block and the steal. Big defensive play there as P.J. Howe tried to go up with a shot. Beefy got the block, and now a whistle and a foul in backcourt. We'll walk to the other end. Time starting to run out again here on the Titans. 22 seconds to go. 5-point ball game at the free throw line. for Johnson County Central is Sophia Smith. First free throw is on the way. It's good. Sophia has now hit 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe, has 4 points in the ballgame. We're going to have a timeout taken with 22 seconds to go. It's 48-42. Johnson County on top. We'll take a 30-second break. Don't go away. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion of the overtime here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
This is my second night in a row I've had overtime basketball here at the middle school. Last night we had Southern defeat HTRS's boys in overtime here at the school 45-44. So overtime basketball two nights in a row here in Beatrice. At the free throw line, Sophia Smith ready for her second shot. Looks to the bucket. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. She got them both. And now the lead is 7. It's a 3-possession ball game with 19 seconds to go. Quickly, HTRS into forecourt. Standing for 3. In and out. No good. Rebound, Beefy. And now they can just dribble it out here with 10 seconds to go. Molly Weber gets it across the timeline to Riley Wellensack. Wellensack up top across to Smith. Time will expire, and there is your ball game. Johnson County Central with the win. 49-42 in overtime. The win goes to Johnson County Central here in the Mudecas tournament. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College postgame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and your MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School. It's time now for our post-game scoring wrap brought to you by our premier sponsors, including Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh and Sterling, also by Blue Valley Door, AgWest Commodities, and Wherry Mortuaries, all teaming up to bring you this post-game scoring recap. Well, our final score tonight, Johnson County Central 49, HTRS 42 in overtime. Let's break down the individual numbers. First of all, for HTS, they were led tonight by Maddie Bredemeyer with 17 points in the ballgame. Ellie Besandig, also in double figures, finished with 11. Lillian Bowen had 8 for the Titans. Kennedy McLarnon with 5. And P.J. Howe added a single point for their total of 42. Free throw shooting for the Titans for the game. They hit 6 out of 14 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, just one player in double figures, a big night for Ashley Beefy. She had 23 points in the contest. Harley Lubin finished with 7, 5 for Sophia Smith, 4 points each for Leighton Beefy and Charlene Bobadilla, and then 2 points for Harley Reyes, Adri Case, and Riley Wellensack. That adds up to 49 for the Thunderbirds. Free throw shooting, a big differential there. Johnson County Central made 13 out of 29 compared to 6 of 14 for HTRS. 49-42, the win goes to Johnson County Central. With the win, the Thunderbirds improve their record to 9-4 on the year. The Titans fall to 7-6 for the season thus far. I want to invite you to be sure and join us for more Mudeca's basketball tomorrow here on Sunny 101.3. I'll be making the trip back over to Beatrice. We'll have two big games for you, beginning at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. The B Division third place consolation game, Humboldt Table Rock Senior taking on Parkview Christian. Again, that's at 2:45 here on Sunny, or rather, that'll be on KTNC. And then here on Sunny 101.3, tomorrow evening at 7:30, it'll be the Johnson Brock boys in the A Division Championship taking on Tri-County. 7:30 tip-off, it'll be right here on Sunny 101.3. Again, the final over on KTNC tonight, it was Exeter Milligan Friend defeating Pawnee City 39-24. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Ray Penning, our producer engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score, Johnson County Central 49, HTRS 42. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.